Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the fascinating world of Blink by Malcolm Gladwell. This groundbreaking book explores the power and pitfalls of the snap judgments we make within the blink of an eye. Gladwell, a renowned Canadian journalist and best-selling author of titles such as The Tipping Point and Outliers, draws on psychology, neuroscience, and an array of compelling anecdotes to illustrate how these quick decisions can be both remarkably accurate and dangerously misleading. Blink is an insightful journey into understanding our intuitive responses and how they influence every aspect of our lives, from the decisions we make in moments of crisis to our interactions in social settings. Gladwell argues that while our snap judgments are fundamental to human cognition, they can also lead us astray if we're not mindful of their underlying biases. Through a series of intriguing case studies, he demonstrates how we can hone our ability to make better split-second decisions and when it's crucial to trust our gut feelings. This book is an essential read for anyone interested in the mechanics of intuition and decision-making. It's particularly suited to those who are keen on identifying and overcoming their prejudices and stereotypes, as well as individuals curious about when to rely on their instinctual judgments. Join us as we uncover the secrets behind the decisions we make in the blink of an eye and learn how to harness the power of our snap judgments with wisdom and discernment. Blink, the power of thinking without thinking. Introduction. Unlocking the power of intuition for smarter decisions. Have you ever found yourself leaning on a hunch, a fleeting feeling that guides your decision-making process, more often than you might acknowledge? This invisible force, your intuition, plays a pivotal role in how you navigate choices, sometimes steering you in directions that logic and reason alone might not. But here's the catch. While your gut feelings can unveil insights quicker and often more accurately than deliberate thought, they're not infallible. Influenced by unseen biases, your intuition can sometimes lead you down the wrong path. Knowing how to harness it, therefore, is essential for making sound decisions. Consider the intriguing case of the best-tasting cola brand that, despite all odds, flopped spectacularly, or the art experts who, bypassing detailed analyses, could spot a forgery just by trusting their gut. And then there's the story of a man whose presidential victory was significantly attributed to his appearance. Each of these scenarios underscores the complex dance between intuition and analysis. To unlock the full potential of your intuition, it's crucial to understand its strengths and limitations. On one hand, it slices through the clutter of extraneous information to zero in on what truly matters. On the other, it's shadowed by subconscious prejudices and preconceived notions, which can muddy your judgment. Striking the right balance between when to rely on these snap judgments and when to step back for a more analytical approach is the key to leveraging your intuition effectively. As you navigate through these insights, you'll gain a clearer understanding of the nuanced role intuition plays in decision-making. Whether it's choosing between competing products, assessing the authenticity of artwork, or even casting a vote, recognizing when and how to trust your gut is a skill that, once honed, can dramatically enhance your ability to make informed choices. After all, in the intricate dance of decision-making, intuition and analysis are partners, with each step carefully calculated to lead to smarter, more perceptive conclusions. Part 1. Trusting the speed of instinct over the pace of analysis. Within the labyrinth of the human mind exists a dual system for navigating the world of decision-making. The first path is the one we're all familiar with, the methodical analysis where every piece of information is turned over, weighed, and meticulously examined. This route, though thorough, is a slow journey, often too sluggish for the rapid pace of life's many crossroads. Evolution, in its wisdom, has furnished us with an alternative shortcut, the swift, almost magical judgments made in the blink of an eye by our unconscious mind. This rapid response system doesn't bother with the painstaking deliberation of its slower counterpart. Instead, it makes use of gut feelings, those instinctual pulses that seem to come from nowhere, guiding us with an unseen hand. This fast lane of decision-making has evolved to ease the cognitive load on our brains, allowing the unconscious to swiftly sift through and decide on the best course of action without our even realizing it. Dismissed by some who steadfastly cling to the belief that only deliberative, conscious thought can lead to the best outcomes, this method of intuition is, in fact, a finely tuned instrument honed over millennia. Contrary to common skepticism, instances abound where intuition has proved its worth as the superior navigator. Consider the tennis coaches who, with just a glance, predict a player's fault without being able to articulate the telltale signs. Or the art experts who, on first sight, detect forgeries by a feeling that something is amiss, only rationalizing their intuition afterward. These examples underscore a compelling truth. The unconscious mind is adept at picking up on patterns and regularities, too subtle for the conscious mind to immediately grasp. It's in these instances, when time is of the essence and the patterns are there but not immediately obvious, that leaning into our intuitive judgments can be the most beneficial. Embracing the quicksilver nature of intuition over the ponderous deliberations of analysis not only aligns us with centuries of evolved wisdom, but also opens the door to decision-making that is both efficient and, more often than not, surprisingly accurate. Trusting these snap decisions, these whispers of intuition, can guide us through life's myriad choices with the confidence that sometimes the first thought is the best thought. Part 2, the art of sifting through the noise. How our unconscious minds prioritize information. In the realm of decision-making, there's an art to distinguishing the signal from the noise, that is, separating what is truly important from what is merely background chatter. This is a skill that, surprisingly, we exercise with remarkable efficiency, not through painstaking analysis, but via the quick-fire judgments of our unconscious mind. Imagine you're tasked with gauging the future of a couple's relationship based on mere moments of observation. It might seem logical to scrutinize every aspect of their interaction, their body language, the pitch of their voices, even the distance between them. However, honing in on a few critical indicators, such as the presence or absence of contempt in their exchanges, offers a far more accurate barometer of their partnership's longevity. This pinpoint focus manages to cut through the clutter, revealing the essence of their dynamic. The tendency to lose sight of the forest for the trees is a common pitfall in decision-making. Concentrating too heavily on the minutiae can cloud our judgment, leading us astray with irrelevant details. If you're too absorbed in analyzing the superficies, like a couple's coordinated outfits or the sophistication of their vocabulary, you risk missing the markers of deep-seated issues, such as disdainful glares or dismissive tones. This propensity of our unconscious to effortlessly distill the essence from the extraneous is what empowers us to make sharp, informed judgments on the fly, like seasoned relationship experts who can spot the critical signals of distress in a couple's interaction. Our snap decisions are underpinned by an intuitive grasp of what truly matters amidst a sea of information. Our brains are adept at this filtration process, skillfully navigating the deluge of data to cherry-pick the nuggets of insight that guide our judgments. This invisible process ensures that even when we're not consciously aware of the criteria guiding our decisions, we're often making choices based on a refined selection of crucial information. Understanding and appreciating this ability of our unconscious to discern between the essential and the peripheral not only illuminates the sophistication of our intuitive faculties, but also underscores the value of trusting in the rapid assessments it delivers. In navigating life's vast array of choices, it's this innate capacity to sift through the noise that steers us towards sound decisions, proving that sometimes less truly is more. Part 3, the secret behind our snap judgments, unraveling the fabric of intuition. In the tapestry of human decision-making, our minds are weaving patterns far more intricate and spontaneous than we might initially realize. The fabric of intuition plays a dominant role in this process, guiding us through a myriad of choices every day, from the realms of love to the playing fields of sports, and even into the volatile world of investments. The phenomenon of feeling a spark of attraction, the moment we meet someone, a footballer's unerring instinct for the goal, or an investor's mysterious backache signaling a market dip, these are all instances where our unconscious takes the lead, offering swift judgments without a moment's hesitation. But here's the intriguing twist in our story. Despite the frequent reliance on these instantaneous decisions, there's a societal penchant for valuing the tangible, facts and figures, over the abstract impulses of feelings and intuition. This leads to a curious dance of justification, where we rationalize our gut reactions with logical explanations after the fact, like meticulously editing a spontaneous tale to fit a predetermined narrative. Consider the goalkeeper who, reflecting on a game filled with remarkable saves, credits his success to being in the right place at the right time, obscuring the unspoken truth that his reflexive, unconscious actions were the real MVPs of the moment. Or the eternal quest for love, where despite our stated preferences for certain traits in a partner, the heart tends to leap beyond the confines of any checklist when it encounters a potential match. It is in these moments of contradiction between our rational lists and our intuitive selections that the depth of our reliance on snap judgments truly reveals itself. This paradox highlights a critical aspect of human behavior. While we painstakingly compile criteria and analyze data, our most resonant decisions often bypass this rational circuitry altogether, emerging from a well of instinct that defies the logical structures we venerate. The realization that we frequently fabricate reasons for these instinctual choices post hoc not only underlines the enigmatic nature of our decision-making processes, but also calls into question the supremacy of logic over instinct. Embracing this understanding of how intertwined and essential our snap judgments are in the fabric of our everyday lives opens up a fascinating narrative about human nature. It encourages us to acknowledge and value the silent whispers of our intuition, recognizing them as powerful guides in the complex choreography of choices we face. In doing so, we learn to better navigate the myriad paths of life, appreciating the beauty and wisdom in the spontaneous, unexplained leaps of intuition that often lead us to places logic alone could never find. Part 4. The Undercurrents of Unconscious Bias: How Our Hidden Associations Shape Decision-Making. Beneath the surface of our conscious thoughts and deliberate decisions lies a powerful undercurrent of unconscious associations that significantly guides our actions and judgments. This subtle yet pervasive influence is not just a figment of imagination, but a verified aspect of human cognition demonstrated through intriguing psychological experiments. Take, for instance, the study where participants were primed to embody the roles of either a professor or a football hooligan before engaging in a game of Trivial Pursuit. The result was fascinating. Those who had been encouraged to channel the persona of the intelligent professor outperformed their counterparts who had imagined themselves as the dumb football hooligan. This stark contrast in performance underscores how deeply internalized associations can sway our capabilities and self-perception. This phenomenon extends far beyond the confines of a trivia game, seeping into the very fabric of society. Our unconscious minds harbor a myriad of associations, many of which align attributes such as white, male, and tall with qualities of power and competence. While consciously, we might reject the notion that physical characteristics determine one's abilities or worth, these entrenched associations can influence our demeanor and decisions without our explicit awareness. The repercussions of such biases are evident in the professional world, where research illustrates a clear advantage for those who fit the conventional mold of leadership, typically tall, white males. Astonishingly, a mere 1 inch increase in height can translate to a significant salary bump, highlighting the implicit yet substantial influence of these societal biases. Moreover, the echelons of top management remain largely occupied by individuals who reflect this specific demographic profile. The case of Warren Harding's election as the President of the United States epitomizes the peril of allowing superficial associations to guide crucial decisions. Chosen for his presidential appearance rather than for any proven competencies or achievements, Harding's tenure is often remembered as one of the least effective in U.S. history, serving as a cautionary tale about the dangers of conflating appearance with ability. This exploration of unconscious associations reveals a profound truth about the human psyche, that our decisions, far from being purely rational deliberations, are deeply influenced by an invisible tapestry of biases and preconceptions. Recognizing and addressing these hidden forces within ourselves represents a critical step towards more equitable decision-making and a deeper understanding of the complexities that drive human behavior. Part 5, When Stress Blinds Us, Navigating the Narrow Path of Our Focus. Imagine possessing a superpower that enables you to delve into the minds of others, unveiling their most immediate thoughts and feelings. Surprisingly, this isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. This telepathy is a skill we all inherently possess, manifesting each time we interpret the myriad of emotions displayed through facial expressions. From joy to anger, the complex tapestry of human emotions is universally recognized, transcending cultural and geographical barriers. Yet, there exists a condition, autism, where individuals find themselves detached from this unspoken dialogue of expressions, unable to decipher the emotions of others from their faces alone. They rely heavily on clear, explicit communication, missing the nuances of nonverbal cues. Interestingly, this inability isn't exclusive to those with autism. Under the siege of stress or the crush of time pressure, even those typically adept at reading emotional cues can temporarily find themselves in a similar state. Stress narrows our field of perception, a phenomenon akin to tunnel vision, where our focus intensifies on what we perceive as the immediate threat. This hyper-focused state can lead us to misconstrue or outright miss the nonverbal signals that often guide our interpersonal interactions. Consider the grave implications of this tunnel vision in high-stakes scenarios, such as law enforcement officers mistaking harmless objects for weapons due to the overwhelming pressure of the moment. These instances underscore how stress can distort our perceptions, driving us toward erroneous judgments and actions. To ward off this temporary autistic state induced by stress, the remedy lies in managing the pressures that constrict our focus, slowing down both in thought and action, and creating a less stressful environment can significantly mitigate the risk of falling into this narrowed state of perception. The greater the stress, the more pronounced the effect, eventually reaching a point where logical thinking is derailed and behavior becomes erratic and unpredictable. Recognizing the profound impact of stress on our ability to accurately interpret the world around us is a crucial step in navigating the complexities of human interactions and judgments. By actively seeking to reduce stress and expand our awareness beyond the immediate, we can preserve our innate capacity to connect with and understand others, even in the most pressure-filled moments. Part 6, The Pitfalls of Predicting Preferences, A Cautionary Tale from the Cola Wars. In the intricate dance of market research, the goal is always clear: decipher the consumer's mind to predict where their preferences lie. It's a task filled with complexity and frequent unpredictability, a fact glaringly highlighted by the saga of New Coke and the Battle of the Cola Giants. Picture the scene several decades back. Coca-Cola, an emblematic staple in the soft drink industry, finds itself in murky waters. Their rival, Pepsi, appears to be winning the flavor battle, an assertion supported by a series of blind taste tests. Eager to regain the upper hand, Coca-Cola embarks on a bold venture. They tweak their time-honored recipe and unveil New Coke, confident that its reformulated taste will capture the hearts and taste buds of consumers everywhere. the anticipation could hardly be higher, fueled by a battery of taste tests that pointed towards a landslide victory for New Coke. Yet, when the curtain was lifted, the outcome was anything but triumphant. New Coke's introduction to the market is remembered not as a crowning achievement, but as one of the most notorious product failures in history, leading to its subsequent withdrawal from the market. So where did the research misstep? The clue lies in the conditions under which the taste tests were conducted. Participants were asked to base their judgments on a single sip of the beverage, a far cry from the experience of leisurely enjoying a drink in a familiar, comfortable setting. This oversight underscored a fundamental flaw. The testing environment bore little resemblance to real-life consumption situations, skewing the results and rendering them a poor predictor of actual consumer behavior. This tale serves as a stark reminder of the nuanced challenges inherent in market research. Initial reactions, particularly to innovative or radically different products, can often be misleading. Consumers typically require time to acclimate to new offerings before their true preferences crystallize. The New Coke debacle teaches us that understanding consumer behavior demands more than just analyzing immediate reactions. It requires a deep appreciation for the context within which these products will be experienced. Beyond the initial taste, it's the broader, nuanced interaction with the product in the fabric of everyday life that shapes lasting preferences and decisions. It's a lesson in humility for market researchers everywhere, highlighting the unpredictable and multifaceted nature of consumer behavior. Part 7. Challenging Unconscious Bias: The Path to Expanding Perspectives. In an era where conversations about racial equality and social justice are more prominent than ever, one might wonder to what extent we've progressed in eradicating racial prejudices. Surprisingly, or perhaps not so surprisingly, these biases remain deeply ingrained within us, subtly influencing our perceptions and actions in ways we might not even acknowledge. Insightful research utilizing simple association tests has unveiled a startling reality. Many individuals, regardless of their own race, exhibit a pronounced difficulty in linking positive attributes with the word black as opposed to white. This unconscious bias isn't selective. It has permeated even among members of the black community, pointing to a societal imprint rather than an individual failing. The roots of such biases lie in the observational lessons imbibed by our unconscious minds. For example, the prevailing dominance of white individuals in roles of power and authority within the United States has nurtured an association of white skin with positive qualities such as leadership and competence. This automatic association testifies to the power of societal narratives in shaping our subconscious beliefs and, by extension, our behaviors. The ramifications of these biases are far-reaching, subtly yet significantly influencing interactions, from job applications to everyday social exchanges. Recognizing this, the challenge then becomes how to dismantle these deeply seated prejudices. The solution lies in exposure and experience. By actively seeking out and embracing new experiences, particularly those that challenge our preconceived notions, we can begin to reshape these unconscious attitudes. A compelling instance of this transformative process was observed during a psychological experiment, where a student's biases were momentarily suspended through his engagement with track and field events. By supporting a predominantly black U.S. athletic team, his allegiance to his country overshadowed any racial biases, temporarily neutralizing the impact of the athlete's skin color on his perceptions. This example serves as a beacon of hope and a tangible strategy for mitigating the effects of unconscious biases. It underscores the importance of deliberately expanding our horizons, engaging with diverse cultures, people, and viewpoints. By doing so, we not only enrich our own lives, but also chip away at the barriers erected by unconscious prejudices. In cultivating an openness to new experiences, we foster a more inclusive, empathetic, and understanding world, reaffirming the truth that our shared humanity transcends skin color or any superficial differences. Part 8. Stepping Beyond Bias, The Power of Focusing on What Truly Matters. In navigating the complex landscape of decision-making, the challenge often lies in distinguishing between what is genuinely relevant and the myriad distractions that cloud our judgments. As we've uncovered, unconscious biases and stereotypes can significantly skew our perceptions, leading us down the path of error and misjudgment. To counteract this, a conscious effort to filter out extraneous information is paramount. Consider the realm of classical music, a sphere where gender biases once held a firm grip, casting shadows over true talent. For years, a persistent belief prevailed that only men could excel as professional musicians in roles traditionally dominated by them, such as violinists or bass players. Women, irrespective of their skill level, found themselves relegated to the sidelines, their potential untapped due to these ingrained stereotypes. The turning point came with a simple yet revolutionary measure, the introduction of screens during auditions. This practice effectively masked the gender of the musicians, allowing their abilities to shine unfettered by preconceived notions. Judges were then able to base their evaluations purely on the music, unswayed by the visual cues that might trigger their biases. This shift in approach brought about a profound change in the landscape of orchestras worldwide, ushering in an era where female musicians are celebrated for their contributions and talents. What once seemed an insurmountable barrier was dismantled by the decision to focus solely on relevant information, the quality of the performance. The lesson from the classical music world is clear and applicable well beyond its borders. Whether it's in the workplace, the classroom, or any domain of life, consciously sidelining irrelevant information can safeguard us from the pitfalls of snap judgments. By honing our focus on what truly matters, we pave the way for more equitable, merit-based assessments and decisions. In doing so, we not only enrich our individual perspectives, but also contribute to building a more inclusive and fair society. Final summary. The complexity and agility of the human brain are showcased in its capacity to make snap judgments, rapid conclusions drawn almost instantaneously. This remarkable ability, while often overshadowed by the merits of deliberate analytical thought, holds its own unique advantages and pitfalls. In the dynamic dance of decision-making, these quick judgments can sometimes outshine their more measured counterparts, cutting through the clutter of information to seize on what truly matters. From art experts recognizing forgeries at first glance to savants in sport acting on an almost precognitive instinct, the power of the blink encapsulates our ability to process and act on information with astonishing speed and accuracy. Yet, this capability is not without its shadow. The same mechanisms that allow for swift decision-making are also susceptible to the distortions of bias and prejudice. Unconscious assumptions can shape our perceptions and decisions in ways we're scarcely aware of, leading to judgments that are skewed or unjust. From the persistence of racial biases to the influence of gender stereotypes on professional opportunities, the ripple effects of these snap judgments extend far and wide, influencing societal norms and individual lives. Understanding and harnessing the power of snap judgments, therefore, requires a nuanced appreciation of their dual nature. By acknowledging both their strengths and vulnerabilities, we can better navigate the moments when they serve us well and those when they lead us astray. In the realms where blink decisions excel, embracing their efficacy can enhance our lives, while in contexts where bias lurks, actively challenging and filtering irrelevant information can help mitigate their effects. In the end, the journey of mastering our snap judgments is a journey towards balance, recognizing the blink as neither a villain nor a hero, but as a complex, intrinsic facet of human cognition. It is in this balance that we find the wisdom to make choices that are both swift and sound, paving the way for a more judicious and insightful engagement with the world around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.